So then you lived in Maud. How long did you live there before they moved?
Somewhere 4 to 5 years old, we moved to Seminole. And then I attended kindergarten in Seminole and through the first half of the seventh grade in Seminole schools. By this time, I was 11 years old, and a Jewish child has a bar mitzvah when they're 13 and takes quite a bit of study. And my dad was very determined that I would have a bar mitzvah and that it would be a proper one. So he decided to move to Tulsa simply so I could go to Tulsa and study for my bar mitzvah.
So they moved to Seminole. Mm-hmm. Was that about the time then that the oil boom was on in the Seminole area?
The oil boom in the Seminole area actually started in 1926, but it was still pretty hot and heavy during the time that we were there. Seminole, because of the boom, became the oil field supply and service center of Oklahoma. Supply companies and service centers were here, and virtually every major company had an oil camp here, and this was quite an oil community. For a period of time, this field here in Seminole produced one-third of the world's oil.
Even though oil had been discovered in Oklahoma, certainly in various parts of our state, going back, I think, to 1902, despite all those other very famous oil wells in Glenpool and Tulsa, this area was producing more oil.
It was. Actually, wells in this area produced earlier than 1926 in different formations. But in 1926, about 2 miles east of Seminole, a well was drilled. It was called the Fixico No. 1, and it was a very big well. It was making about 5,000 barrels a day. And wells from this formation came in, and many of them were flowing wells, 5 or 10,000 barrels a day. That's huge, especially when you consider the fact that today the average well in Oklahoma only makes a little over 2 barrels a day.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any estimate of how many wells were operating in the 20s and 30s? Hundreds and hundreds, would it be?
It would be thousands and thousands. Just so many wells. I mean, even today there are 90,000 producing oil wells in the state and probably 10 or 15,000 gas wells. But at that time, oil wells were being drilled absolutely everywhere and very successfully. It was just a huge boom. Oil was struck in July of 1926 at Seminole City Field. In early 1926, the population of Seminole was 864. By January 1927, the population was 30,000. There were 100,000 people in the immediate area. It was a crazy, wild boomtown.
And then that produced other towns around. It wasn't just Seminole.
Maud became large, Erlesboro, Ewoka, New Lima. There were dozens and dozens of schools, sometimes a school on every section, because there were just so many people. It was really amazing.
So your father had the Moran Pipe and Supply, but then he bought his first oil well.
He bought his first oil well in 1927, but he didn't buy it as an oil well. The equipment that he sold was used equipment. You can't call a manufacturer and say, send me so many feet of used pipe. It doesn't work that way. At that time, in order to acquire equipment, there would be wells that were about to be plugged and abandoned. So he would buy those wells and pull the pipe out and the other equipment off. Well, he bought a well called the W.C. Davis in 1937. This well was located about halfway between Maud, Oklahoma and St. Louis, Oklahoma. And this well was making about 5 barrels of oil a day. But at that time, the price of oil was very low. So for the company that had it, it was not profitable. Dad bought it simply for the purpose of salvaging out the equipment. But he decided to go ahead and try to produce this well. And he did. Again, that was 1937. It's now 2010. And that well is still producing and is still making as much as it was when Dad bought it that many years ago.
Is that what we call a lucky buy?
I think that would be a fair description, yes.
I mean, he didn't buy it for the oil.
No,
he bought it
right.
For the equipment and turns out producing oil.
Exactly. And we've had cases when Moran Pipe and Supply was buying wells to salvage out. We've had cases that happened very similar after that. Wells we intended to plug out, but we would try to produce them and found out they did produce, and we were able to improve them and still producing today.
Hmm.